Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yellow from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking Doc.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, dog? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bomb.
Vice World.
This your man, Mastermind of Hell, Razor.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
Constantly and consistently putting out music and traveling everywhere so people can hear it. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the one and only Afro Man. Afro Man, how you doing, brother?
Man, I'm high. La da 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 da. Feeling good, man. Doing all right.
Man, that's great to hear, man, because a couple months back I saw you take what looked like a WWE body slam from The Undertaker when you fell. Did you sustain any injuries from that when you fell?
No, man. Maybe a little bit more to the brain, but other than that, I'm all right, man. You know what I'm saying? I laid down on the floor. I was laying on the ground. I stayed down there. I was like, I didn't feel no pain. So I was like, okay. I just got back up, kept rapping, singing, and drinking.
You've been doing this consistently, man. What keeps you going, Afro Man?
Man, God, weed, and my fans.
Yeah.
That's what I really think keep me going, man, to be honest with you. You know, I love what I do. That helps out a whole lot.
Yeah, the fans, you know what I'm saying, they definitely love what you do as well. Your latest project, Lemon Pound Cake, you dropped a few months back. The song I want to play tonight is Holding On. Man, that's so deep. You know, the whole album's banging, but I mean, I really love that song. Could you break down Holding On for the listeners?
Man, I was just talking about all the bad things in my life that's distracting me from my passion and my love and my dreams. I'm singing this song to inspire everybody to hold on to their dreams. You know what I'm saying? No matter how long it takes, you know, hold on to them. Because without a vision, we perish. You know what I mean?
That's true. I've been doing what I've been doing since the 90s, and it's I can't live without it, man. It's like a drug. You know what I'm saying? And I want to say this before we go on, rest in peace, Granddaddy IU, man. That's another one that we just lost. Rest in peace to Tobin Costin, who helped Master P blow up No Limit. Man, we're losing a lot of folks, you know what I'm saying? And you know a lot of these guys, too. You know, when you tour, I imagine you do shows with people like legendary Fresh Kid Ice, you know, other people, you know. It's hard to see him go, man.
Yeah, man. Kid Ice, rest in peace. You know, all the hip-hop people that we lost, man. You know, and then just people, period. Anybody that, you know, all loved ones, man, we want to see on the other side.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. We have a lot of people on the show from, like, Jackson, Mississippi, and, you know, like, shout-out to the homie Exit Only and Dez of Hellborn. Mississippi is one of those spots, I believe, it was severely slept on. You know what I'm saying? A lot of talent down there. Who were some of
David
the guys?
Bannon.
Like, who were some of the guys that you came up off of down there?
I had a chance to meet a lot of people, you know, even if we didn't work together, you know. Had a chance just to see them. It was just, you know, just to be backstage and be like, you know, I'm on the ticket with this cat or I'm just back here, you know.
Didn't you just do, you know, the Smoke a Blunt video, the official video?
Yeah, man. Me and Don Juan and some more of the famous players were just out in the club, you know, just, you know, doing our player thing. And, yeah, man, we came up with a cool little video, you know what I'm saying, for our first collaboration.
Yeah, what's Snoop like, man? Everybody that I've talked to him, you know, in fact, early on. What's it like working with him, though, man? Is he is all business? Are you guys kicking it, having fun? What's the atmosphere like?
Snoop is wonderful, man. He's so tall, he need to be in the NBA, first of all. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, I'm from L.A., so, you know, I'm a West Coast brother and, you know, G and all that kind of stuff. So it's an honor to be around him, you know what I'm saying? You know, all the classic songs I like. So it's like it's an honor to be in the studio with him, you know, making something.
Did you guys see who could smoke more weed?
We wasn't tripping like that. I think that's what the fans want to see, man. We wasn't tripping like that. You know, somebody gonna remember a blunt me and him smoke. Let somebody film it and put it on YouTube or something. But like, you know, that song gonna play forever. You know what I'm saying? So I was happy and excited to do some music. I didn't even know we was going over Snoop Dogg's house. I was just hanging out with Bishop Don Juan. He took me to this place, and this lady gave me, like, a real fur coat. Then, so I'm tripping on the new fur coat. It's nice. I'm rubbing it. It's nice, man. I'm riding around with Don Juan. We just pull up at Snoop House. And he's like, come on in, Church. Walk in there, Snoop in there, real tall. I was just tripping out. The weed and the liquor was coming. And Snoop say, man, you want to bust something? Knock that out. Lou Nell came over. Next thing you know, man, I'm hanging out with Terry Crews. Man, it was just going down. And Don Juan, he dropped me off, man. I was drunk. I was high. I had a new fur coat and a song with Snoop. Pictures with me and Terry Crews and Lou Nell. I was like, damn, what a night.
Yeah, that sounds like a hell of a party right there. Your whole story is surreal. I saw the Vice special that they did on you, and just amazing, man, how you ended up doing what you're doing, you know?
It's crazy, man. Yeah, that's just a particle of my life, you know? The little part they you know, they had time to talk about the little because I got high part, you know what I mean?
Yeah. They didn't go in depth about everything else. Like you, when you touched down on the West Coast, having to adjust, you know, like, what was that lifestyle, you know what I'm saying, change like for you to go from the SIP to California?
Oh, it was a faster pace. A human life had less value.
Yeah.
People were ruder, more, you know. I got with it, but it was different, but it didn't blow me out the water, you know, it was just, you know, California people, a little snobby, thought they was better than everything, and then they thought they were better than, if you was like a if you were like a black dude from the South, they thought they was better than you and kind of played the whole Kunta Kinte thing or whatever that thing is.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. One of the best albums to ever come out was a dude from the South who came to the West, the DOC. You know, no one could do it better. So, I mean, there's that relationship there. It's just sometimes people underestimate the South. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people don't realize the talent that's within the South, as you've
Man,
also
sometimes people just,
showed us.
People underestimate people, period. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm born in L.A. I was born in L.A., but I went down South and I came back to L.A., but they were treating me like, you know, like...
Yeah. Well, you got, a lot of stuff. You've done stuff with Spice One. A lot of the West Coast greats, man. You know. What do you got planned for the future? I know right now everyone needs to go get this Lemon Pound Cake album. What you got going for 23?
Man, I'm writing the lyrics that the crystal ball brings to me. You know what I mean? And I'm gonna get back to what I do best. You know, rapping and writing. Writing and rapping, you know?
Yeah.
Everything else is extra. So I'm back in the studio. I'm back to playing tracks that I like, and I'm ready to make just music for everybody that want to hear.
You get these fans, when you build a fan base like you got, they'll support. You know what I'm saying? You do a lot of shows and festivals and stuff. What was it like doing the Gathering of the Juggalos?
Man, I got offended because somebody hit me with an empty water bottle. But I realized later that they actually loved me. That was pretty good.
That was a term of endearment.
You know, it was like, wow. It was like a White Compton in the woods. I was worried about resources. I didn't really know, like, what the fuck. But it was fun. Good times.
Yeah. Something definitely different, that's for sure. You know, well, at least you didn't get hit with a beer bottle or a piece of shit or a rock.
No, I got hit with an empty water bottle. Somebody threw an empty water bottle. It pissed me off. Like, I was like, am I that black? You know, I almost had a red fox heart attack. Like, but, you know. It was cool. It was cool, man. At the end of the day, the Juggalos got love for Afro, man.
Yeah, they'll support you too, man. They'll come out in droves. And I remember the homie Black Dog from Murder Dog Magazine, the owner, he was set up there 1 year, and he called me. I was out of town. He wanted me to come up there and help him. He's like, everyone's just taking my magazines. He was selling them, but they was taking them. I was like, I'm sorry, man, I can't. You know, but it's a different experience, I guess. Something different. What are some of your favorite places that you like to hit, man?
Well, man, my fans with me, it's more like my music is kind of like a religion. I kind of like my fans wherever they are, you know what I mean? I don't really have a favorite place to play.
You just going wherever.
I love my fans wherever they gather. I'm just ready to have a good time with them and, you know, celebrate the fact that I am a working rapper. You know what I mean? Like, I pay my bills with rap money, you know?
Yeah. How many days out of the year are you on the road, roughly?
No, I'm gonna say a good 300. I doubt if I'm home 65 days in a year.
Wow.
Well, I guess I'm on the road a good 300 days. Now I was gonna think out road is home, but I think I'm out here about 300 days easy.
I'm gonna bring on the homie DJ Lord Sinister out of France. He's got a couple questions for you before we get out of here.
Okay.
Bring him on. Sandy, you there, brother?
Yes, yes, sir. Hi, hi, Scott. Hi, Afro Man.
How you doing?
I'm fine already. Yeah, can you tell us about way back in the day about your tape Forever in 97 and even your songs back in the day, Evil Is Sad and Gravity Your Shift? Can you tell us about this one and the tape?
Yes, I made that one. Yeah, Graveyard Shift Forever. You're talking about Forever, the tape, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, I made that around 96, 97. Yes, sir. That wasn't my first tape. I think that was my first professional tape, like with a professional picture, like, you know, official, that was wrapped in shrink wrap. That's when I was ready for the market.
Okay,
97.
Right.
My first tape
right.
was, you know, I used to make them like in, let's see, in, my first tape was in 1988. Yeah.
Oh,
what? I was just writing on TDK, slang, you know. It didn't matter back then, you know.
You press up that tape by yourself and move it out the trunk? How'd you do that? That first
yeah,
one?
Man. I took him. Yeah, I took took all the masters down to the company. They made a master tape, and then they ran it off, and they wrote the tracks down, and they pressed the tracks on the cassette, and, you know, gave me the J card and the shrink wrap, and then I think I got 1,000 cassettes.
Your album, Flawless of Feet, was Let Me Out. Can you tell us about this one?
Yes, I felt like life was stopping me from displaying my talent to the point where I couldn't support myself. And so I was yelling, let me out. And I was rapping about all the things I felt were obstacles in my path. I was rapping about everything, all the obstacles I thought were stopping me on let me out. So I was telling the world, let me out. Let me show the whole world what I'm all about. Let me out. Let me rhyme, you know, till they scream and shout, you know.
Yeah. When you was in back in Mississippi, there were a wall of rappers like Jackson, like Us From Dirt, like Jack D or Wiz mm-hmm. Bigelow, what's the players. Are you in contact with them by the day? You was in contact with Dirt Banner, so it was a time with Gray Skies. But was you in contact with the other rappers too?
Do you remember? I think I asked you earlier about it, like Exit Only, Us From Dirt, Jack D, Reason
right.
Bigelow, Wood Street Players. You remember
what
any of those guys?
Crooked Letters.
Yeah, the Crooked Letters. Yeah, man, I know yeah. David Banner and the Crooked Letters. Some of them guys, you know, I slept on. I was moving fast doing my own thing, you know what I'm saying? But I definitely know about the Crooked Letters.
What kind of bud are you smoking nowadays? You leaning more towards indica or sativa?
Yeah, man. I like indica. If I'm trying to get high, I'm trying to get high. You know.
Yeah, me too. When you write, does that help you? Does that enhance everything?
It can. Especially when I'm running into snacks. When I'm running into snags, I get writer's block or I start brainstorming about where to go with the verse and all of that. A few hits really help me unravel everything, you know, help me sort
yeah.
everything out. It's a good brainstormer, you know what I'm saying? It's good for brainstorming and pondering and wandering. You know,
that's yeah,
good,
definitely take you into
yeah.
some different places. That's for sure. and it helps you, man. I think it saved Mike Tyson's life. You know, he's an example of somebody who was just he was out of control, man. And when he started smoking, you know, he came back and he's man, he's huge just as he ever was. You know,
yeah,
people love him. The champ, you know, I mean, it's good to see him still here because he probably wouldn't be here on the path he was headed, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, man.
Yeah. It's kept Willie Nelson alive for almost 90 years.
Yeah.
He's smoking that good shit. Have you ever had a chance to meet him?
I haven't, man. I haven't. I didn't think it was possible until I seen him hanging out with Snoop. Now I know it can possibly happen. You know what I'm saying? But,
Snoop said he got smoked out by Willie. That's pretty good. The homie Sin's got one more quick question for you, man. Then we're going to play this Holding On. But before we do all that, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to bring you back on real quick to get all your info. I want to give you the floor. Sin, you there, brother? I know you got one more question.
Yeah, the last one is about on Charlie Braxton, who is a journalist, and he put Mississippi on the map. He's like an ambassador, like you are too. And he released a book, was called Gangsta Gambo, and he talked about a lot of Mississippi. Do you met him back the day, or do you be in contact with him?
Have you ever been interviewed by Charlie Braxton?
Yeah.
I believe so. Yeah, I think he has like dreadlocks.
He has.
This is a reporter from Mississippi, right?
Right. Yeah, Charlie Braxton. Yep.
But it got magazine to attack.
Charlie Braxton, yeah, man. I believe so. I think I have had an interview by him.
Yeah. Legendary journalist from Mississippi. But man, I just want to thank you for taking the time out to talk to us. We've done 900 of these things. I wish we would have done it sooner. But just honored that we got a chance to do it. I want to give you the floor, Afro Man, to, you know, shout out, to let people know something. It's all yours, brother.
Yeah, man. This is the Hungry Hustling American Dream. Afro Money Making Marijuana Smoking M.A.N. You understand? I just want to let everybody know that you can find me on social media at OG Afro Man Everything. OG Afro Man Instagram, OG Afro Man Twitter, OG Afro Man Facebook, OG Afro Man TikTok, you know what I'm saying? OG Afro Man Snapchat. I don't know how to work Snapchat, but I'm OG Afro Man on there. Want you to go check out my new Lemon Pound Cake album. Want to thank everybody for supporting my old album. And, man, stay down like four flat tires. Kenny Red, rest in peace.
Man, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. You be safe on the road, Afro Man. We'll talk to you real soon, brother.
Okay, man. All right, brother. I appreciate the interview. Thank you.
To my plans and dreams. When everybody hating on me, it seems. When other rappers won't give me my props. When I get robbed by crooked cops. Started rapping back in the sixth grade. Rest in peace, mixed master fade. I wrote Harry Carey, a lottie-dottie parody. Broke in the ghetto, I can see the prosperity. Moved to the suburbs of Palmdale. Made me a rap tape, bomb as hell. Ran my game by myself, made a name for myself. Got some fame for myself, and a whole lot of wealth. I remember way back in the very start. I rapped for fun, and it came from the heart. The only thing I love more than hip-hop is the booty on a lady when it flip-flop. Minimum wage, I would smile and say, I'ma make it to the top one day, okay? Okay. To my plans and dreams. When everybody hating on me, it seems. When other rappers won't give me my props. When I get robbed by crooked cops. Three marriages, three divorces, groupies with asses like
like horses. Racist judge with a Confederate grudge. Took everything I had and I didn't budge. Gave her the house and the studio just because another girl texted me her booty up. I'm a pony girl, so when I got dough, I bought everything I wanted, then some more. I can't make no beat, I can't write no rhyme. Relocate, you take too much time. Can't have nobody around it seems, cause anybody can jeopardize your dreams. Turn on the lights, hook up the cable. Maybe by myself I can be more stable. My booking agent called me with some brand new shows. I went to the mall and bought some brand new clothes. Come on, man. To my plans and dreams, when everybody hating on me it seems, when other rappers won't give me my props, when I get robbed by crooked cops. I got a record deal, 1.25 mil, making music people can feel. Because I got high, yeah, it got me sucked up. But on some rapper shit, it got me fucked up. Just because I smoked the Philly and crack dirty jokes, people think I'm silly. Oddly, I feel anger still, no respect, like Rodney Dangerfield. I tried to run a rap label, but everybody brought bullshit to the table. Behind my back, I ignore. And they pawn the necklaces I bought for them. Quack rappers think they too good for me. Broke brothers think they too hood for me. The average person would give up and just quit, but I can't quit. I'm the fucking shit, legit. To my plans and dreams, when everybody hating on me it seems, when other rappers won't give me my props, when I get robbed by crooked cops. Not only do I make music, but now I push that OG, Bro-G Kush. You know what's weird? All this gray hair in my beard. I got older, I got slicker. Check out my brand new cold malt liquor. It's all the way live, I call it Coke Fro 25. Yes, of course, my beer I endorse. I stand by my product and I drink it like a horse. It's about quality, not just wealth. I wouldn't sell you something I wouldn't use myself. Negative text from my baby mama. Joining the haters, adding to the drama. Nobody wanna be an 83-year-old Afro man. I crack another tall can, yes, yeah. To my plans and dreams, when everybody hating on me it seems, when other rappers won't give me my props, when I get robbed by crooked cops.